Trip.
Wow, that was full on.
No, so I am in the studio with Jezbot, and this is part of the Where Were You series that I've been doing on my own without you, because you haven't been here.
Right.
And
basically a best of.
It is a best of.
It's a cheap way to get content out.
I don't
think that, by the way.
No, because like every once in a while, I'll go back over an old episode. I'll go,
me too.
And I'll text you and go, that was fucking hilarious. Which one episode? 286, mate.
Yeah, and you go, so why haven't you come around to do a podcast? It's the podcast over. It's dead, isn't it? It's dead, isn't it? You're never coming.
It's fucking dead.
It's dead.
But this proves that you were here to intro it, which means it's a deliberate thing.
Yes, it's got providence.
Providence.
It's got a bit of patina on it.
Yes, you know? It does. It's your vintage.
It is my vintage.
So this is...
Well, why not go back into the vault, have a bloody listen to some of the old stuff?
Well,
there's 400 plus episodes, Tim.
Fucking Channel 7 do it all the time.
What, reruns?
Yeah.
Yeah. Like some of the best podcasts in the game.
Mm.
What's one of the top
movie replays that they play on free-to-air television.
Mm. I'll tell you. Just in 2 seconds. It's bloody Harry Potter, mate.
Oh,
if you
dude.
Watch Channel
Saga.
9 or 7,
we're going to do a marathon.
Every other day. And then they start it up again.
Mm.
Which is like, to me, Harmony and Dan and Radcliffe's and the Ginger Ninja. It's, I mean, can we... That's enough.
Yeah,
that's
do enough. Repeat a lot of stuff. So as a little bit of a tribute before we get into the episode, I'm going to give you a little bit of a Picard tribute.
Okay.
A
Jean-Luc.
It's that time of year again. Jean-Luc. Are you ready?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Oh, the weather outside is frightful, but the fire is so delightful. And since we've no place to go, make it so. Now, it doesn't show signs of stopping. And I brought me some tea, Earl Grey hot. The lights turned way down low. Make it so. When we finally kiss goodnight, how I hate going out in the storm.
That's you.
But if you...
Really?
Shut up, Wesley.
All the way home, hubby.
Warm. Oh, the fire is slowly dying. And my dear...
We're still goodbye, then.
But as long as you love me,
sub,
make it so.
Make it so. Make it so.
Dum, dum, dum. Merry Christmas, all you Trekkies out there.
Number one.
Shut up, internet. There you go. Make it so. So in the line of that, let's make it so. Let's go with an episode.
Make it so, number one.
The following episode is dedicated to our loyal listeners in Palm Valley, Middlesex.
Be surprised.
Oh, let's just let that beat roll on for a little bit.
Okay.
Crank it up in your car.
There's quite a bit of an intro going on there behind us.
Mm.
This is an intro, actually. Intro to these days. I'm Timmy Taco.
I'm Jezbot, just getting down with the funky, funky beats of DJ Relic. Is this one of yours?
I think so, yeah. Yeah. But nevertheless, this episode is one of ours.
Yeah.
And we want to give it to you. To listen to this.
And by my count, we must be up to or past episode 200.
Oh, no doubt. By now, we're definitely cranking up those numbers there.
It's quite exciting to finally break that psychological barrier of 200 episodes. 200 of anything.
Pretty much.
I don't think I've had 200 glasses of water this year, so...
Oh, I thought you were going to say beer.
I've definitely had 200 of them.
Okay.
You don't get water from beer, do you?
I don't know. Do you get water from coffee? Tea?
Well, I think I've had my
allotment of water today with the 7 coffees I've had.
You've made me
a gigantic
cauldron of coffee. Yeah.
Look, I've had 4, but it's been very serve yourself. It's freestyle serving.
So
a big scoop, like not a teaspoon. I'm talking like a tablespoon.
But you're big on the instant coffee, and
why not?
I'm more of a pod kind of guy.
Well, I care about the whales and the turtles in the ocean, so I won't have anything to do with the billions of cartridges that they're finding in the stomachs of said.
I'm not deliberately disposing of the cartridges
you're
to the ocean.
You're throwing them away thoughtfully.
Yeah, it's going into, landfill.
Yes, where we can get it later.
Yeah, that's right, in 40,000 years.
Well, that's where all the plastic will be.
Mm, be great. Unless...
I'll push it all into the ocean, you mean?
No, I was going to say confetti it all.
Just
blow it into the wind, because then it's gone.
I'd like it more of a Superman deal, where he takes all the nukes up into space.
And then flies around the Earth and reverses everything.
Takes back time and, I don't know.
Hmm. Well, let's get into the episode.
Oh, let's,
here it is.
All right.
Gonna mix up the old mysteries, and
we sure are.
Something that's not really a myth anymore is the existence of UFOs. Wouldn't you agree, Jeremy?
I would definitely agree. We might have to change the mysteries to work in the UFO category as well, because there's a lot of content that we can draw from, Tim.
Well, because we're talking about the UFOs that we saw,
down
at mine. Wilson's Prom, correct. Ding. We don't ding in this one, do we?
No, soundboard's not really.
That's not really there, is it?
Day off.
So around the same time as we saw that was around the 1998 sort of area,
correct.
Reckon?
We're sourcing this from UFON.com. It's the Australian UFO Research Network, the most updated website on UFO, Australian UFO
UFON, yeah. Australian.
It's last updated in 2012, though.
So it's the most up-to-date, is it?
Yeah, it's pretty bad, this site, but it's got a lot of reported sightings from Australia, so I thought we'd dive into that.
Well, I looked at this because this is back in the past, so is this a time traveller?
Okay, let's hear it.
Because we don't, if we were to throw to... the future, we don't really know what these aliens are. Maybe it's revealed to us later, but it looks like this may have revealed itself in our current future,
right,
from the past.
I'm not following
time travel is very, very confusing.
It is difficult.
Sunday the 7th of January 1996, 8:20 p.m. Cattle station hand had daylight sighting of battleship grey object, 100 feet wide, 40 feet in height, box shape beneath, 25 wide, 6 feet altitude. It's so many things to know. How did he know that?
He
got his ruler out?
Because if it's that 96, that means he's actually called up one of those old school UFO hotlines, 55 cents a minute. He's reported it.
This is the bit that makes me think it's a time traveler, because the bottom half was emitting a vapor. A vape.
Mm-hmm.
You see, you know how they gave us Velcro and fiber optics? Maybe they gave us vapes.
Yeah, and they do.
Well.
There is reports of a sweet smell in the air when they see a tall grey.
Rosetta, the nun.
Sister Rosetta. That's right. Who could forget that one, Tim?
But this flavour of vape is a smell like steam off hot metal. It's that hot metal flavour.
I love that vape. That and caramel.
And, it just fucking spat around, flew off, whatever.
Yeah.
But...
And where was that source? Because if you look underneath that, it usually
says... So that was Brian Richards' UFO rum. I don't know what the... UFO RUM.
Right, I don't know. But sometimes these are... They give the newspaper article...
This was just a personal account.
Well, mine comes from... The earliest account we can find is the early 1800s. In the early 1800s, a ship reported a ball of fire came hurtling towards it with a thunderous noise and splintered into the top mast.
Second read. A strong odor of sulfur was noted. There it goes.
Okay. Someone farted.
So there's metals, there's smells, there's rose smells.
Okay, there's
the first vape.
Early vape.
Early vape.
Yeah, when it was just still smoke.
Sulfur.
Okay, yeah.
We've worked on the flavors
Right. What's popular with the kids right now?
Sulfur. Screaming sulfur. This one, 18.
Oh, wait a minute. Caveman. They serve hot lava.
Yes. Now
the restaurant.
We have been contacted by our lawyers
And we were told not to cross over segments as well. Don't cross the streams.
Never cross the streams. So do you want to hear another one?
That's good for this. That's good for this episode.
Just give a quick one. Just a quick one.
Are we small talking?
1874, October, Beechworth, Victoria.
Oh, okay. Yes. That's where we went on grade six camp, remember?
Listen up. That's not small talking. You'll miss it if you blink. A farmer reported an object over his field. Source? Flying saucers over Australia by James Halding.
Can you repeat that? I blinked.
A farmer reported an object over his field.
That's it.
Wow. Yeah,
so it was short. You weren't lying.
No, this website is not around anymore.
At least it's not a myth.
How is that? If they haven't updated it for, you do the math, maybe 7 or 8 years, how is it still up on the internet? It's just, does anyone have to pay for it?
Anything you put on the internet, Jeremy, is there forever.
This segment. This next. Right. So we're going to get back into the UFOs.
If we've got more, we'll do that.
Well, let's just talk for a second. You're a believer, long-time believer.
Oh, yeah, and a believer too. I like that guy. He's got some great socks.
Cleaning up his act.
Yep.
You've seen what you saw. Do you think disclosure's happening? Are we about to find out? Because they keep releasing the tic-tac footage.
Yeah, okay.
There's some good US declassified stuff coming out now, and it seems like they're priming us for a total disclosure.
Yes. I do. And it's funny because you know that.
I do know that, but I'm sort of asking you as I'm asking our listeners.
Oh, is that what
sort of like...
Is that what you call that?
Yeah.
So, yeah, that's true. I do believe there is disclosure happening right now, and we're balls deep in it. It comes in the form of...
fireballs, smelling of sulfur.
Velcro and vape. Yes.
Yeah.
It's alien to me. All right. Let's change it up a bit.
Yeah.
Let's get real.
Getting real with Tim and Jez. I've got a craw up in my crawl space.
What is a craw?
I don't know.
Is it a creature of some sort?
Or is it your digits, your fingers, you know?
That's a claw.
Right.
You don't want to claw up, yeah. But let's get real.
Yeah.
Well, the main thing that you've
I'm
just
angry.
You've just received your bill.
My e-tag bill.
Which is for
it's a bloody outrage.
Which is the fees we pay for our freeways, which are allegedly supposed to be gone by now, but they've skyrocketed.
It's a bloody outrage.
Get real.
Get real with the taxes, man.
How much are you paying?
It's a lot. It's a lot.
Too much.
Too much when you consider, you know, the petrol, the e-tag, the maintenance of the bloody car. You're fucking rego.
Yeah.
Yeah, and it's supposed to pay for the roads.
Yeah.
Yeah. And then they fucking... Yeah. Oh, no, I got nothing. I'm not that angry.
No. But you are angry on the actual freeway. I noticed that when you drive from one end to the other, it's a constant... You're narrating the whole time. Or should I say berating the whole
time. Well, I'll give you the hot tips, all right?
Please.
Because I'm not that angry.
Yeah, get real.
I'll get real with you. Stick to the right lane in the bridge. In the tunnel.
What about if everybody does that, though?
No, because everyone's merging to get on. From the left. So through the tunnel, coming back towards outbound of the city.
Yeah, southbound.
Right, yeah, I guess so. Right lane. the whole way. As soon as you get out of it, you chuck it into the middle lane. You get past Burke Road and High Street, and then you can get into the left and you exit at Warrigal Road.
All right.
Okay. And you said, that's the hot tip. You said, well, like, we cut 20 minutes off the other day.
We did.
Just with some, you know, you got to
strategically plan your route.
Out loud.
Yeah. Okay, yeah.
I heard I'm merging, getting over this. Fuck this cunt.
But it's time to get real on the old ETAG it's fees. Just,
it's bloody ridiculous.
Do we have to pay both ways? Like, can't they calculate that we use it one day and they go, oh, yeah, one day pay
is good, yeah.
Yeah, like if you register twice in the same day, using it, you know, you're couriering, you're bloody Ubering, you're...
it's ridiculous.
It's a bloody outrage.
It's a bloody outrage, and I'm angry.
You're up the crawl.
I don't know.
Well, it seems like that's just...
Well, what they bloody do is every time it's getting close to the day, oh, we're going to, you know, get rid of the fees because you've all paid for this road already. They extend it. They put another lane on it. They'll build another bloody bridge.
They do.
Isn't that what income tax and tax on petrol and tax on the fucking tax on the tax?
Yeah, get real.
Get bloody real. Should have paid for this shit already.
It's a concern. It's a concern for the community.
That's not the segment we're doing.
Oh, no, it isn't, is it? It's the music.
I'm trying to get outrage so that we've got something.
Okay, I see what you're doing here. Yeah, bloody fees.
What else isn't it bloody outrage?
I don't know. Maybe we'll do that the next segment.
Wait, what's this segment called? Is it a bloody outrage or...?
Get real.
Get real. All right. We'll work on this one.
Are you looking for that special someone? Do you seek a partner that you know the location of at all times? Have you ever fallen through the cracks of love? Well, never again, because I'm gonna join the service that serves us all. It's Felon Day Conjugal. That's right, there's just three simple steps to get you connected with your felon.
Step one, correspondence. Dear Jennifer, I received your photo in the mail and I was delighted. You have very clean, interesting teeth. I like that. I collect teeth myself. My bunkmate says that I am loud during my sleeping time, but that's what you get when you share a cell with a maniac. Please write back to me. I get very, very angry.
Step two, choose your felon.
Ah, look at this list. Where do I start? He's handsome. Look at those tattoos. They go all the way up his neck. Wayne the Hammer Wiskowski. He's in for double homicide. Ooh, those muscles could really hold a woman down. I've made my choice for my felon date, Conjugal.
Step three, the Conjugal.
Now listen here, Wayne. I don't want any misbehaving in there. Have a good time and treat her like a gentleman. Right. Listen to me yammer it on. Go on, get in there, Wayno. Thanks, Governor. Looks like it's just you and me, Jennifer.
Oh, I didn't realize the prison guard was not going to be here, Hammer.
Too late. Now you're mine.
So organize your felon date, Conjugal, today. At Conjugal, your release date could be tonight, but their release date will be determined by a court-appointed judge.
Felon date, Conjugal.
Gather round the water cooler. It's time for small talk with Tim and Jez. This week's episode, traffic.
Oh, are we small talking?
We're small talking small right talking now by the water
around
cooler.
The water. Okay, I'm with you.
Well, I took the wife down to the tile shop on Sunday. It's our little, you know, go out together and do something.
Okay, yeah.
We're trying to do a bathroom renovation, Tim.
Okay.
Renos, it's small talk.
Yeah, maybe the next episode.
Here's the thing, though. It was Black Friday sales. It was Sunday, but I don't know. Black Friday must land on Sundays in Australia for some reason. I don't know. Driving down the Princess Highway... And just chock-a-block, full of traffic, right up, like two or three, four Ks back.
Mm-hmm.
We bailed because it was like, look at all this traffic. Where's all the traffic going, Tim? And we thought, well, maybe there's a car accident, and then we figured it out.
So you're telling me about traffic?
Yeah, it's like, I couldn't believe that people will get up on a Sunday to go down to Chatty to Black Friday when you can just do it all online. Too. I don't know what you.
What is Black Friday?
It's a way for
what actually is it though?
Oh, Black Friday. It's after Cyber Monday. Before Cyber Monday.
Slumber Monday?
It's an American sale.
Okay.
After Thanksgiving, before Christmas.
Okay.
Squeeze another holiday in there.
But before Boxing Day.
Before Boxing Day.
Okay.
And it's just a good way to have another sale.
Right. And everything must go. Is that the one where they trample each other? Is that
correct,
Boxing
yes.
Day? Okay.
Boxing Day, there's a few injuries as well, but...
Well,
So what are you doing for Christmas?
I gotta go over there. I gotta go.
Jezbot's cooking hot tip.
Okay.
I don't usually do cooking. Well, I'll ask you.
Okay,
this.
So is it? Wait, I'll ask you this. Is this disgusting?
Yeah. All right. Fair enough. Because I have started cooking.
Yeah,
a lot more lately, and yeah, okay. Some of my recipes have come from the bin. Don't worry about that. What's more interesting, or what's the
what's more interesting than this topic?
Cooking shows on television. It's pointless. You can't taste it. You can't smell it. What's more pointless than a cooking show on television? A cooking show on a podcast.
Okay, yeah,
true. You can't see it, you can't smell it, you can't taste it.
You can only hear it.
You can't see the portions, you don't know when to take it out of the
oven. Can I do a little cook here? I'm going to just quickly get these ingredients that you see right in front of you, and I've got some stuff. You've got a little bit of paprika here, and you've got a little bit of, over here, you've got some chopped...
saffron.
And so we're going to scrape that into the hot, steaming water. And then stir it around. We're going to make a bit of a broth, you see. Okay. And you get the chicken cubes like this. And you pop them in. Yeah, I get you.
Doesn't work, does it?
It doesn't work.
But this this cooking session is beer can chicken.
Oh.
Have you seen this one? Have you heard about this one?
Why don't you describe it to us? Is this an Australian thing?
I think it's more of a United States.
What have I got in the fridge? Beer?
I've got a chicken. Beer? Can.
Do you pour the beer on the chicken?
No, you rub it with five spice. Chinese five spice. The chicken. The chook.
Gotcha.
Rub the chook down.
Are you doing that now?
This is what we're doing right
okay,
now.
Okay, so okay.
With rubbing the chicken down, and he's making me actually do it. Right, put his pen down. So, yeah, Cassie got onto the rubbing portion of it.
Okay, yeah.
The only thing I would say is she should have rubbed on the inside of the gizzards.
Ooh.
Where you're about to insert the can. Right. So what you do is, it doesn't matter what the can is, it's a half can.
Can of Coke.
No, beer, definitely.
Okay,
beer.
It has to be beer.
Doesn't matter what the beer is. You don't have to get expensive IPAs and all this, you know,
medically
bullshit.
Okay.
Just a can of beer.
No cider.
Now you pour a third of it into the bottom of the pan. Right. Into the dish, and then you...
I see you doing that now, yeah.
You insert the can. There's something strangely familiar about this.
Are you going to put that can into that chicken right there?
Yes.
Okay, go.
And you don't even have to do it gently. You just ram it up there.
You really did push that.
You ram it up there and you're good to go. You just chuck it in the oven for about an hour and 15 on a high temp.
Okay.
And...
what's high temp Fahrenheit or Celsius?
High temp Celsius.
Okay.
And you saw the photos from last night, didn't you? You saw the roasted chicken.
It's a chicken that looks like it's... Because traditionally with these cooking shows, you show the... here's one we prepared earlier.
Yes. But you can't see that right now.
So, yeah, exactly. Because it doesn't work on podcasts. But it's a cooked chicken. It looks very well cooked.
Mm.
With a can shoved up its ass. Does the...
it's clacker.
Do you eat the can? It's a real question.
The can is empty.
Can you eat the can?
Yeah, sure.
Okay.
I was thinking I should have got a baked bean tin and then poured some poured the beer in the tin and then filled the tin up with potatoes and onions and stuff like that.
I think that would release the toxic... procedures that take to manufacture the tin. I don't know.
It's not tin, maybe not so much.
They're not They are. You should never eat a tin can that's got rust on it.
Well, you remember the old saying.
What's that?
Tin cans everywhere.
Do not take a lick. If you take a lick, you'll get really fucking sick.
Yes, yeah.
Yeah, I remember it. Yeah.
So the botulism.
So you finish the cooking.
And then we ate it.
How about the taste? Because we can't see it, hear it. Really solid. Taste it. Could you?
It's a good cook. It's a good dish.
How's the one that you just put in the oven going? Can well, you want to just go over to the oven over there?
Just,
and pull that open. Yep. It does. Great. It still looks pretty raw.
It's we should probably put the thermometer in it.
Maybe a bit more Celsius.
Well, here's one I prepared earlier.
A little less Fahrenheit.
It's an easy cook. It's a quick. It's a 5-minute recipe.
Yep.
But what ends up happening is you go.
It takes an hour and 15 minutes.
You go to the Bottle-O at midday yesterday on Sunday to go, well, we're going to cook this chook, so let's get a can of beer. But then you're at the Bottle-O and you say, well, I can't just get one can. So you get a 6-pack or a 12-pack. And by the time you're going to cook the chicken, you're already cooked.
Right. Okay.
You're cooked.
Okay. Well, what about this? You drink before you go. You get too drunk. You forget to put the can in the chicken in the oven.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Can I go to Coles and get an organic chicken?
Barbecue chicken.
I get a can of beer and just shove it up the ass. And then that's how I'm serving it. Will I get away with it? Does it taste the same is what I'm trying to ask.
Well, as long as you put like a steel straw through the top of the chook down into the can of beer. So it's like beer can chicken. You get your beer served to you cold. It's on the inside. You drink that through a straw up the top.
And then you eat the hot chicken.
And then you
chicken.
Eat the chicken around it.
Okay, I get ya. Yeah, all right.
We did it.
It came out of the bin, but
nevertheless. There'll be more recipes to come. I'm definitely going to sharpen my skills.
I can smell that chicken. It's almost ready. Do you want to go and have a little taste of that? We'll actually see what it tastes like. And we'll do another segment in a minute because I'm getting hungry.
Let's see how it...
And thirsty.
See how it sits in our guts.
I'm thinking about...
You're looking like you're thinking about
it. I'm thinking about installing another one of those attic ladders to get into a different section of the roof.
I'm pro attic ladder.
I've got my attic ladder.
Mm-hmm.
And above that, we're talking like we're packed on the rafters.
It is chock-a-blocks in your crawl space.
Well, it is. And I want more crawl.
Mm.
So I think it's possible. And I've got to work out... I'm going to have to work out which of my old manhole items can fit up my new manhole.
Okay, so you're just going to... Can you connect the roof areas?
Well, this is the question I'll ask you when you're up in the roof helping me do it. Can we connect these two areas with some kind of gangplank or lighting system?
Because you did renovate your house, so you added on. So I wonder if that's... That your new roof is cut into the old roof.
Well, it's above it. There is one beam going through there, which doesn't seem to be holding anything. And so that the roof wood. Quick question: is that burnable? As in not
the roof?
Not is it flammable? As can I pull that old roof wood out and burn it? Because it's all that old.
I see.
Red
wood,
hard wood.
Yeah, definitely.
Good wood. Red wood. Good wood.
Yes. Yes, we could definitely make another area up there. What are we talking about?
It's very hard to get good wood these days. No, I just wanted to...
get another manhole going.
Get another manhole going and shove as much stuff up my manhole as possible because I'm starting to feel like my collections are caving in on me.
Yeah, can I intervene with some brotherly advice?
Sure.
It's like stop collecting shit.
Okay.
Because all your shit
interesting
is just up in the roof and no one
can't see him. Someone goes, have you got a Millennium Falcon kite? And I'll say, yes, I do. Have you got a cardboard cutout of Freddy Krueger?
Yes.
Yes,
what about a Darth Vader one?
Sure do. You need it? No, you don't.
No one needs it.
Yeah, but there you go. So stay tuned, I guess, to this
to find out
if I do convince you to do it, and at what stage of which project gets put in front of what.
Oh, yeah, right.
You know, next time
you'll let me know.
I'll let you know. Good evening, good morning, good afternoon.
Whenever you're listening to it, welcome. Yep.
This is So-So Science, and just been looking on the old internet.
Is that where you get all your science news from?
Pretty much. That's where I get all my information from, full stop. And this podcast, of course.
Oh, you listen to old episodes of the podcast.
Yeah, just to bring myself up to speed with myself.
Right.
Bit of so-so science there. But there's things floating around space. And they always make big deals out of comets and whatnot. But they're pretty much just rocks.
Yeah, it's good.
Have they really got that much to tell us? Comets?
Maybe. Hmm? Well, we'll have to catch one and find out. But yeah, it's just it's very old, so you can see how things were back in the day.
Yeah. See how things are. That brings me to my so-so science aspect of this.
Hmm.
That I want to be able to start seeing clear space photos. Real ones, like, not this blurry, what is it? Because, you know, we've got the UFO things, it's always a blur.
It is.
I want to see better science cameras, ones that can see on Earth, in space.
Because what we find out is all these awesome photos are enhanced and touched up.
And even those gas clouds and whatnot in space are our interpretation of them, because we see, you know, this particular gas is red and we see this is blue. And so when they take photos of these things, it's sending back information saying we've detected this. What we think it looks like.
Yeah, I think they assign colours.
They do. Mm. So we might get up there really... and find out it's just fucking floating shit. Okay. You know what I mean? But I want so-so science to catch up.
Yeah.
And take some good photos, some real...
Yeah.
Real photos.
Strap a bloody new iPhone, I don't know, 15 or whatever they're up to.
Mm.
One of those cameras is pretty dope.
Well, they're saying the new iPhone's only got a, 12 megapixel... whatchamacallit, camera. So, how many megapixels do we need? I know we need more in space, that's for sure, because we're getting back all these average.
I think the human eye we're seeing, like... what it was, 120, something like that.
Megapixels?
Maybe it's more than that.
It's got to be by now.
Let's just do a quick fact check on
that. Okay, you can do that. Yeah, but I've seen this comet. It really does just look like a floating turd. I'll show you right here. Look, just looks like a piece of shit out there.
Oh, yeah, I've seen that one.
Space turds. And they get really excited. Scroll down, you see the real photo, and it's just like a
fluoro light out in space.
Yeah, pretty much. Is that the real photo?
That's the real photo.
The other one's just that. That's the other one's fake.
Hold on. Hold on a second. Megapixels. Human eye megapixels. Here we go. Oh, yeah, here we go. The resolution of the human eye is 576 megapixels.
Well, do that.
Yeah, just send some eyeballs up there.
Okay. Yeah. With the old so-so science-powered retinas on them.
Yeah, it's a lot of eye talk on so-so science.
Mm.
A lot of telescopes, eye business. Cameras. Maybe we do a specifically eye-based segment. On the
oh, really?
Stage, yeah.
I think we have for the last 3 weeks. So,
maybe that's it.
we'll have a talk about that off air.
Yeah.
Thanks again for...
Well, you're updated now. You know everything you need to know about science.
But there you go. That's our so-so science for this week. See you next week with another one. And that's the music that signifies our of the week, and it's Father of the Week.
Is it?
Yeah.
So is it you, Tim?
No, it's another guy.
Because you did just pick up your kids from school. I thought that was a nice touch.
Yeah, a nice touch, pick up the kids. Yep, wife likes that one.
Going above and beyond.
A time when parents around the world are becoming increasingly concerned about how much time their children are spending in front of the computer screen playing popular video games like Fortnite, one Canadian father is sparking controversy for supporting his son's esports career, going as far as pulling him out of school so he could dedicate more time to video games.
I like this guy.
Well, you know, it's a bold, brave new future, and we don't know what the kids are going to need to do. Are they going to need to be trained as soldiers? Are they going to need to fly airplanes into buildings? Are they going to need to
simulators?
Are they going to need to be able to conduct a school massacre?
Look, we've said on this podcast 1,000 times that nothing we learnt in high school even exists anymore.
No, I've got a version of Street Fighter 1 and Mortal Kombat.
Yeah.
Almost threw my entire school career away to dedicate to beating Kano.
How'd you go? Did you get him?
No, I never got him.
Right, yeah, right at the end there. But, I mean, these EA sports things, it's a big deal.
Esports. There's a TV channel which plays guys playing games. Pretty much. Have you seen it?
We should ask your kids what it's all about.
Oh, God. The kids watching people play video games.
It's a bloody outrage.
It is a bloody outrage. Get real.
You get real. I think there's... Would you be concerned, or would it be a big deal if this parent was pulling his child out to practice the violin for the new, the upcoming, what do you call them?
Orchestra?
Concert?
Concerto?
I don't think it would be.
I don't know, but like...
How good is this kid? Like, what game is it? Dig Dug?
Dig Dug Pitfall?
Yeah. Has no end.
Well, Pitfall. There's obviously a career in it, because let's just say your child is an expert weightlifter. Mm-hmm. And maybe not weightlifting.
Well, it can't last forever.
Soccer player.
Yeah.
And it looks like that's where his career is going to go. And, you know, they're football stars and everything. They make billions of dollars. Yep. So he could be set up for life. Again, this is video games.
I think the life of a gamer is longer than a life of an elite soccer player.
True. Yeah, you can be fat and or lazy.
Yeah, I think overseas parents are pulling their kids out of in America. The gridiron, the football. Not that football. Not soccer.
Football, I'm not talking about football. I'm
talking about soccer.
Soccer.
No, I'm talking about gridiron, as we would say in Australia. Because high impact.
Not rugby?
Not rugby. I wonder if Australian parents are pulling their kids out of rugby. It's the high impact is what I'm trying to get at. It's not good for the long run. It's not good for the brain. It's not good for the back or the knees. Mm. I would say. So, look, I'm 50-50. The gaming thing, they got the headsets on, they're talking to their fans, and I don't know, fucking...
famous.
Better than what I do for a living.
Yeah, I guess it is. If you can get paid for it, fucking, yeah, have at it.
Yeah, have at it. But maybe, Dad, you should wait till after school. Look, get some maths in there, some science, some other subjects.
It says that here that the child is, and I quote, dominating. So I guess that's a video game term.
It's domo. He's domo.
He's domo. He's completely domo. No.
Yeah.
It'll never take. But that's Father of the Week there.
Well, there's a lesson in that for all you fathers, I guess.
As per usual, when you hear this music, you know that this is the music for the segment that is the outro.
Just like clockwork.
Yeah. Round and round we go. Where the pod ends, now you know.
Right now. Nah, I don't believe.
Well, there you have it. There's the episode. I know we just outroed the Stees, but this is the recap of the
Come again?
Well, this is the replay recap. Outro.
Right.
Because we just heard the end of the episode where we said goodbye. Mm-hmm. This is the Stees.
Thank you for listening to that episode.
Yes. We're still here.
Yes.
You know what I mean?
We didn't listen to that whole episode.
We didn't do an intro and then go home.
Do you know which episode you put up?
Nope.
It's going to be Rando.
It doesn't matter. It's
Rando
from the vaults.
It's
from the archives. From the... Well, I've been calling it the Where Were You series.
I'll
where were you?
I'll call it the crate. From the crate. like the music crate.
Oh, the digger, record. Digging crate.
Digging crate.
Yeah, I reckon. And all of a sudden, where were you serious?
You go through and you find out, episode 139.
Oh, I did have that fucking track.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah, you're right.
That was a great
Anyway,
episode.
Okay. So, yep, thanks for listening. And there will be more repeats because...
For sure.
We've done fucking 406-something episodes.
Tell that to Joe Rogan.
Yeah, fuck that fucking bald cunt.
He's got fucking lots of episodes.
Fuck him and fuck you.
Out. Thanks for listening.
Thanks. I'm Tippy Tucker.
Jezbot.
It's decent.